better that way.
Start your date, the Toe Eight, Ramon Naftali, Lipschitz.
It's on.
Put it in your pocket now.
It's on.
Very good morning. Today's Shia is going to be Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, and Rabbi Menashe Yehuda, Zichat Tzadik Levracha. There's a story told of a rabbi who came to a new congregation, and he noticed a very peculiar thing. During Shema, one side of the shul would sit down whilst reciting Shema, and the other side would stand up. But it didn't just stop there. Each side would shout at each other, telling them to do the opposite. The rabbi watched this for a few times, and he was like, yeah, this is really odd. So he decided to find out what's going on. Where is this? What's actually going on here in the shul? So he decided to turn to one of the elderly gentlemen in the shul who'd been there for many years. And we'll call him Jack, for namesake. And Jack says, Rabbi, well, let me explain something to you. For many years, over 65 years ago, there was a big argument in the shul. Should a person stand up when he says Shema? Or should he sit down when he says Shema? The Rav, no matter how hard he tried, didn't succeed in bringing the shul to any form of compromise. And therefore, they would continue. One group would sit, one group would stand, and they'd both shout at each other, telling them what they should be doing. Now, as you know, the younger generation weren't, what shall we say, lomdei halacha. They never really very much understood, other than the rote of doing what everyone else does. So if everyone talks, they talk. If everyone looks in a sitter, they look in a sitter. And they saw this is what goes on, so they understood, this is the tradition of the shul, that from then on, this is how we do things. It comes to Shema, you sit, you stand. If you're on the right side of the shul, you stand. And on the left side of the shul, you sit. You shout at each other and you tell each other how you should be doing things. And that became the minhag halacha and tradition in the shul. Minhag shel shtus, obviously. Today, I want to talk about a very important part of the performance of mitzvahs in relation to amida, standing when it comes to performing mitzvahs, as well as in relation to the bracha that a person makes before he does a mitzvah. Where's the makor b'chalal that a person must stand when it comes to doing a mitzvah? The Rosh, at the end of Pesachim, says as follows. Tana Rabbana. Shteitim Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Me hochil chermesh ba'komo. Tochil lisper shavosh avois. The Torah is referring to the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer. And when you cut the Omer, from then we begin to count, day 16, shavosh avois for as HaOmer. Tana Rabbana zok the Rosh. Al tikri ba'koma, elo ba'koima. Don't read the words to imply that we're just referring to the fact that the wheat, the barley is standing, but ba'koima, that the mitzvah should be performed ba'amida, by standing. And v'lochein, it's brought down l'halocha, that when it comes to sefira sa'oima, which is in exactly the same posik, me'hochil chermesh ba'koma, tochilis, we should begin to count. That, to mekayim that mitzvah, one needs to stand b'shas sfiras ha'omer. The Mishpat Zayzav says, lo motzasi mekayir zu b'chol hashas. For those who are, I'm sure here, b'kir b'shas, you'll have never ever found this b'raisa anywhere. The Torah in Eir HaChaim brings the source, the Beis Yosef brings the source of where this drasha seems to come from. Because after going through the Mefarshim, the Rishonim and Achronim, the source seems to be Be'etzem, the smack. The smack, legaba the halacha of tzitzis. When we refer to tzitzis, we're referring to it of talis, in the morning, where the Shulchan Aruch brings down halacha. Yisatef betzitzis v'yavarech mu'umad. When you want to put on your talis, you shall not be sitting. You should stand when you put on your talis. And when you make the bracha, that you should also make the bracha while standing. The Beis Yosef, on the Torah, quotes the Smak. The Smak, he says, in Simon Sadi Beis, what is the reason why one should stand when it comes to putting on a talis? Mishum degoma lochem misrasa'im. A very interesting thing. By Oymer, the Pasuk says, Usvartim lochem imachas ha-Shabbos. So just like the Rosh quoted from the Braisa, that by Oymer you need to stand up, we learn out for other mitzvahs, lochem, lochem, a gezeirah shavah, to teach us that those mitzvahs where it says lochem, you should stand up when you do that mitzvah and make the bracha standing. Is, if we look, Taka, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim, Simon Tovkuf Pei Dalet, up and coming Beis Hashem, Tzorech Liskaya Mu'umad. When it comes to Tekiah Shofar, a person who blows it has to stand whilst he's blowing it. And those who are there, who are trying to be mekayim their mitzvah of shemiyah, of listening to the sound of the shofar, have to stand. Says the Magen Avraham, where is the Makor? The Mishnah Berurah brings this down, but this is the Magen Avraham. Yom Tshuva Yehilochem. The Pasuk says, Yom Tshuva Yehilochem. V'yalfinu milochem degabayimah. And we learn out the same Gezeirah Shavah. Lochem, lochem. And like by Oyme, it says, Chermesh Bakoma, Al Tikri Bakoma, Elo Bakoma, the same Drosha, that is where we learn that so too by Tekiah Shofar, a person must stand when it comes to listening to Shofar. Legabe Hilchas Mila is very interesting. Is that when one looks at Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Hilchas Mila, he tells us the halachas, Hamol wants the first reish, Simon reish, Samach hei, Sif Aleph. And then he says, the Ramah says a point, he says that you should know that who makes the bracha first, he discusses. Then he says that the father and the moil, Kishem Avarchim, when they make the bracha, Tzrichim Lamoy, they've got to stand. Aval Hatoifis Es Hanar, Kishem Avarchim, the one who's holding the child whilst and he's making the bracha. The minig is that he sits and he makes a bracha. Now, the Bi'ah Gra points out, where is this din from? He says the makor of this din is from the fact that we learn out from Oymer. It says, Himoy Yimoy Lochem. So we once again learn a Gezeirah Shavah from Oymer. Fed them Prima Gadim. It's a Dvar Pele. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention standing by the Mila. He says, okay, the father and the mother should, the father and the moil should stand by the making the bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention the Ikka Mitzvah, which is the actual Maisa Mila. What do we mention? The bracha. L'mayma Amuzka, it's very interesting. He says, the Ramah says that one who's holding the child, he sits. What's the hecha timtza of the person who's sitting that he should be making the bracha? So there are different ways of learning. I once said, to satisfy, what should I say, a desire to be a tzaddik for my own son, I said that there are more dor state. Why would it ever be that somebody needs to make a bracha? There are different ways of learning, but one of the ways is that the father himself is a tzaddik. The father himself needs to make a bracha. If he's the sandik, how can he make the bracha standing? Ain't going to really work. So, what does he have to do? He has to sit. And the Ramah is telling us that it's okay for him to sit. I remember when I made it, Hagon of Chaim Shul Kaufman's Zatzal, sandik, for my eldest son. So I offered him sandik course. It was not long before he was nifter. And I also gave him a midah lebrachas. Because famously, they ask, why is it that those who are Sandic are not very rich? Ah, it's a school of Ashiris. There's lots of different Tirutzim, the Stipler, famous, the Kankanevsky. He said, because the problem is that we've got too many kibbutzim to give out, from this to that, to this to that. You break up the whole Sandic course. He says, the Sandic course is from the beginning to the end. And therefore, the person holding the child should hold the child from beginning to the end. So I gave Reb Chaim the answer Sandic course. When it came time to the brachas, Reb Chaim remained seated. So afterwards, I turned to him and I said, Reb Chaim, why did you sit? I'm me, the lebrachas. So he said to me, Kach noag Reb Chaim Kanievsky zich tzadik lebracha. That is how Reb Chaim Kanievsky would do it. But he never explained to me. And if he did, I for sure don't remember because that was over 19 years ago. But here we need to understand if there is a reason why one should sit. L'chaira, as we've said so far, not just the Maisa Mitzvah, but also the Bracha should be done standing. So if we've got time, maybe we can, there'll be at least room for us to think about. The Prima Godim brings B'Shem the Rambam. The Sefer Mitzvahs is all over the place. When he counts out the mitzvahs that should be performed with standing. So far we have tzitzis. We have shofar. We have milah. And he says, he adds, the Loshon of the Rambam, the chain, b'chol ha-mitzvahs tichsev lochem. He found another mokor in some other simon, that the smack says that all mitzvahs that it says lochem, you need to stand. So what other mitzvahs say lochem? Lolov, lekachtum lochem. What else? Levana, hachidish hazeh lochem. Okay. So, here's an interesting thing. If we look at the Prisha and that Taras HaKadim, they have an argument. What about when it comes to the Brocha? When you come, the first night of Sukkot, everyone says, ah, Kumayram, there's a Simcha, it's like a smack outside. You know, you thought you could only tent in the Lake District, you can actually sit inside your Sukkah, live there for 7 days properly, and Makayim HaMitzvah. When you make the Brocha Leishav HaSukkah, how do you do it? Do you stand or do you sit? Machlokes. The Prisha says the following lashon. He says, Motzinu bikas mitzvah meyoshev kumay mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah, you sit. That Taras HaKadim says, in Erechayim Simen Ches, that no, you stand. The Radvat, so what's the machlokes? Maybe we'll understand it. The Radvaz adds another mitzvah. Tefillin. I believe every single person here can't see any svadim, and hopefully I'm not judging you by the color of your face, but in that case, okay, we stand when we put on tefillin. Let me ask you a question. Does it say by tefillin lochem? I tried my hardest to see if I could find some word lochem. It doesn't. It doesn't. Trust me, you can go through Shema every single time, you won't find the word lechem. So where's the makor that this mitzvah should also be bamida when you stand? Now, pashtus, you could say, a simple answer. Now that you have a drosha that says lochem, lochem, and by these mitzvahs that we've outlined, we've learnt out that you should stand. Don't tell me shneiksum ma boin ke echad ein melamdin or shloisiksum ma boin ke echad ein melamdin. It's a limit. Lekol ha-mitzvahs kulam. Let you stand for the mitzvahs. Is that true? Is it not true? We'll see if there's a reason for this. The Torah is very interesting. The Torah in Simon Ches. Listen to his lashon. Miyad achan etilas yodov. After a person washes his hands, yis atif betzitzis mu'amad. Loshon hator is when you put on your talis, you stand when you do it. Nothing is mentioned there, and the Prima Godim points this out. He doesn't mention the bracha. It's the Beis Yosef which is mechadish this bracha. Where's the makor of this idea that one should stand when it comes to the bracha? Zokt, the Beis Yosef, in his Loshon, there's a Yerushalmi. Again, if any of you guys have a bit of spare time, you can find me this Yerushalmi. Kol HaBrochus Mavarachin Mo'omet. All brachas, hamitzvahs, we see that from every single other later on Marimokim, which brings down this Yerushalmi, that kol birkas hamitzvahs, the Loshon Mishabura brings this down by Tekiah Sheva, kol birkas hamitzvahs, tzurichin mu'umad. Every bracha which you do on a mitzvah needs to be done standing. The Yerushalmi doesn't say, where is this idea from? What? Why? What? You know, where? Well, I can't sit, I have to stand. Pashtus, it would be before that there are two dinim. There's the amida. When you do a mitzvah, you must stand when you do the actual mitzvah. There's another part, and that is when you make the bracha. And that when you make the bracha, you must stand. Explains the Prima Godin. What would be the explanation in these two dinim? He says, there are mitzvahs. This is in Simon Ches. The Prima Godin brings down. There are mitzvahs where the asiyah, the doing of the mitzvah, has to be standing. Which mitzvahs? The ones that it says lochem. There are other mitzvahs which you don't need to stand when you're doing the mitzvah. But the bracha, however, does need to be said standing. The svara, very possibly, I've seen this, is that this is a zilzula mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, a person should be iskoinen nekras alekecha, hochi nekras alekecha, you come well looked and stand becovered. Rei memu bikalom. Lemaisa, the Prima Godin brings then a chiluk, and he says as follows. There's a difference between mitzvahs which there is a hanah from, to mitzvahs which you don't have a hanah from. For example, yeah, this one. If I wear a talis, it warms me up. Lemaisa, the shaila is, what does the Prima Godin mean by this chiluk? To understand it, if we look at the Mogen Avraham in Simon Ches, he asked the following question. Mitzvah chala. We all know mitzvah of chala. The Mishnah Shlema, the Mishnah says, Mufurish, says Mogen Avraham, that what? Isha yeshevis v'kaitse chalasa. A woman sits and cuts a challah, takes challah. The reason why a man can't is for a completely different reason, because of gilei erva. With a woman, it's not a problem. Frek the Mogen Avraham Akasha. Why is it that you don't, she's not mukhayev to stand when doing the mitzvah of challah? I'm sure according to all the yoshvim here, you're all thinking, what do you mean? It doesn't say lachem bai chala. You're right, it doesn't say lachem bai chala. Again, I haven't found it yet. So why would you have to stand? But the Mogen Avraham asked that as a kasha. And the Mogen Avraham says the following answer. His lashon is, why is it different? Chala eina mitzvah kolkach. Chala is not a gross mitzvah. De eina oisa ela lesakin ma'acholoi. He's only doing it to be masakin his food. If you're gluten free, you don't have a problem with taking chala, right? Green environment, those who would stand for that. But don't eat chala because you don't need to take chala if you're not going to eat bread. You only need to take chala because you want to eat bread. It's takonas oichel. Lamaisa, it would make sense that is what the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim is quoting the Mogen Avraham, which therefore we can understand. What is this chiluk that we're making between a mitzvah which has anor that doesn't have anor? It's not stam having anor. I mean, like I said, you put on a talis, you still have to make a bracha standing. How are you going to get anor by wearing it? He actually, Mogen Avraham brings an example like shechita. He says it's a mitzvah which is takonas eichel. Now, what is the pshat in that? Because anything which is a hachana, that's what he means. A mitzvah shesh b'emano and ein b'emano, this is my way of understanding, this is how I understand it. You can understand it differently when you go through the nyonim, But I'd like to suggest for now what he means is a mitzvah which has anah is referring to not the many mitzvahs that we have anah from, and we can still go along and make a bracha if we have a chiv to stand, but it's more about the fact whether the mitzvah itself, b'shas, this mitzvah, the etzem maisa mitzvah, is being performed, or is it just a hachana to get to the mitzvah? So for challah, for example, it's only I want to eat food, and therefore in order for me to eat food which is bread, I've got to take challah. That, lemais, is what the Prima Gadim says. The Kolboy has a completely different tack to this. Says the Kolboy. The whole Gezei Shava of Lochem is for the Bracha. That is what the Gezei Shava is. Now, it begins to make a bit of sense, and I'll tell you why. Because this Gezei Shava is not written anywhere in the Shas. I have a Kabbalah which the Gemara has a Kabbalah. In Adam Dongze Yeshav Me'atzmoy, Elohim came Kibla Himeni Rabbi. Where is this Gezei Shava? Is Loi Huska B'Chalashaskulai. That, if you're telling me it's a smach, then it makes sense. And that's what the Kolboy says, Lochem is only Legaba the Bracha. Ah, he says, why do we need Amida for other mitzvahs Haibazai? Why do you need to stand for mitzvahs? Till now we've been saying to you, Lachem, Lachem is the Gzeir Shava to teach us that you stand when you do a mitzvah. We're using Lachem the Gabba the Bracha. He says, Anaya Svara. It's a beautiful Svara. And it's better based on the Bach in Siman Ches. It says like this. When a person does a mitzvah, we say, Hashem HaKadishonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu. V'tzivonu implies that what? That the purpose of mitzvahs is v'keiraftonu la'avaydasecho malkeinu la'avaydasecho. Every mitzvah is a tzura of avayda. It's a way of coming close to Rabbeinu Shleilom. How is avayda performed? Well, how is tefillah performed? Tefillahs k'neged tamidim tiknu. Ba'amida. Memela it's a svara ba'alma. The Torah Mons requires from a person that if you want to do the mitzvah, when you're doing the mitzvah, you must stand to do the mitzvah and hear the Kenech. Therefore, he says, the bracha is a din in the mitzvah. Memele, if the bracha is a din in the mitzvah, and the mitzvah needs to be performed standing, therefore the bracha also needs to be performed standing. There's Hana from it. And that is a very clear thing that Yerushalmi read says. There's a difference between Hana and mitzvahs which have Hana. But we could give you a different answer, but for now I'm just saying that just to hold things at bay. But adds the Kolboy, a very geshmak chiddush. He says, so what do I need Lachem for? I've now given you a beautiful Svar Ba'alma. You know, everything makes sense. What do I need Lachem? He says, no. Like, you know why you need Lachem? To tell you that it's Ma'akav B'di'evet. Hetz Ha'losh Na'chinuch. The Morgan Avram in Tekir Shofar writes, okay, what happens? I never succeeded in standing. Avada, Im Toka Miyushev Legamre Yotza Dekra Asmachta Ba'alma Hu Lechatchela. It's an Asmachta. It's a lovely Makayr, but it's not Ma'akav. Similarly, the Chinuch writes Mufurish. This is by Sri Soima, by the way. Le mitzvah min hamuvcha. However, there are, according to the Kolboy, Faket, and the Prima Gadim also brings this down, and no, it's ma'akev b'di'evet. And where's the makor that's ma'akev b'di'evet? Dafka be'elu hamitzvahs d'chsiv b'hu lochem. So the mitzvah, it says, Lachem, you know why you need Lachem? I told you you've got a poshta svara? A mitzvah b'shas aveda? No, but how do you know it's ma'akev? What happens if I want to sit? I prefer sitting down today. I don't want to stand. Okay. Based on what we've said so far, let's be masakim. Shofar. Lulav. Mila. Oimer and Tzitzis. All of them. Is the Ikar Maisa HaMitzvah. They're not given for the benefit, they're not something which is a precursor to a mitzvah, like challah. And therefore, they're not considered as a hachana. Koloshen hamogen Avraham. It's a hachana l'sakin hamachal. They're a mitzvah be'etzem. And the reason why we, therefore, that's why we stand when we do the actual maisa mitzvah. And that is learned out from Lachem. Whereas the bracha b'amida would be because it's a zilzul in the mitzvah. And that would be poshut, it wouldn't be ma'akov. Bisvari makes sense then. Whereas according to the Kolboy, the bracha that needs to be b'amida is ma'akov. Shteit Lachem Lachem. And that's why you need this extra drosha of Lachem. So according to this, I wanted to say, and maybe that's why by Mila, the Sanduk who sits, can sit, if he's the Sanduk, or the Moel's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, whichever way you want to learn, he can make the Bracha while sitting. It says, Himol Yimol Lachem. The answer is, this the Zeichai Bris brings this down as well, is that the Din HaBracha is a Din in the Mitzvah. If the mitzvah has been performed while sitting, then the bracha is niskara, follows after the mitzvah itself. So, lefi dvarenu, we've got two different ways of understanding. We've mentioned the different cases of which mitzvahs you need to stand, which ones you need to make a bracha for. I want to ask the following questions. And some of these I won't have time to answer, but ten lechocha v'yachka moed. Birkas HaTorah. Those of you who remember my last year. Birkas HaTorah, number one. Is it Birkas HaMitzvahs? Is it Birkas HaShvach? Is it Birkas HaNe'anim? Is Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas HaTorah, Mitzvahs HaSei Deraisa, or Mitzvahs HaSei Derabbana? According to Yerushalmi, Kol HaBrachas, Birkas HaMitzvahs, Morachim Omet. So does that mean that if we would take on that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvahs, and it's not a mitzvah saseh deraisa, then, when you make the bracha, Torah doesn't say lachem, lachem. So, would you then say, when you make Birkas HaTorah, you can sit? What's that? Not ma'akav. But, do you have to stand? Is there lechat chela to stand? That's the shaila. According to this, you could sit. If you say it's a mitzvah saseh deraisa, you have a separate problem. Every mitzvah deraisa, l'chayra, especially according to the cold boy, you should stand when you do the mitzvah. It's a din and avoida. Let's take the Zeichai Bris's idea. If it's a birkas mitzvah, that means it's not the etzem mitzvah, the etzem mitzvah is limudat Torah. Okay, if so, how do we learn Torah? I think I noticed the way we learn Torah, if this is today's Torah, you're all sitting, you're not standing. I know in the old days, everyone stood, Rav sat. Nowadays everything is different. But it would make sense that then the bracha should be done because the din of the bracha is a din in the mitzvah. I know there's not much time. We've got 1 minute. I wanted to talk about the mitzvah of Kiddush. What about the mitzvah of Kiddush? But I'm going to add this final vote for those of you as whether you stand or whether you sit. And we have to understand, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush? Zocher el Yain is the Mekor from Zocher, is Yemash Havas the Katshoi? Is it from the Zocher? Or is it from the Katshoi? It's Machlekes Rambam and Ramban. I don't need to come here and tell you, share with you a Bekiyas of something which I just read, so it's not that it's quite easy. But I want to share with you a very important Mishnah Berurah. It's one that is very easily forgotten, to be honest. And it's important for people, as we get slightly older, we're all looking for different forms of segulis. Here a lashon of the Mishnah Berurah when it comes to Kiddush, the Beis HaKnesses. It's not the Mishnah Berurah. It's not the Shulchan. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that when it comes to listening to Kiddush, which is made in shul, the nagu lamoid b'shash mekadshim b'Beis HaKnesses. By the way, he does not say this by Havdalah. And Havdalah is a completely another shaila, which we can go into, we don't have time. But I want to end off with these words of the Lashon Mishnah Berurah. Va'omru harishonim. The Rishonim said, you all want to get rid of your any arthritis that might come later on in time? Shezem mayil la'ayefas habirkayim. when you stand up to listen to Kiddush and Beis HaKnesses, it helps for the tiredness of a person's knees. Bez Hashem, we should understand that this shiur is only to whet your appetite. There is a lot more that that can be refined and ironed out. But hopefully we have now at least a better understanding that when there are certain mitzvahs we do, we understand why we might be standing, or if we're sitting, what might be the reason why we sit. Thank you for listening. Yeah.